60.
We are 45 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour. Very good morning. August 7th on the Datebook. Julie Chadwick joining me here today on the microphone. Very good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning, James.
How are you?
Is that Ghostbusters intro music?
No, okay. That's Stevie Wonder. Skeletons.
Okay. Hey, close. Skeletons.
True. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Skeleton Buster. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. Today is August 7th. It is David Duchovny's birthday, famously from X-Files.
California something.
Californication.
Yeah.
What was the comedy?
Yeah, there. I remember.
Zoolander.
Yeah, Zoolander.
He's in Zoolander. He's 65 years old today, so happy birthday, David Duchovny. Michael Shannon.
Oh, yeah.
Great actor, one of the great actors in the business. Boardwalk Empire, Shape of Water, a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's 51 years old. Charlize Theron, another great actress.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Max Fury Road, Monster, Atomic Blonde, bunch of stuff. 50 years old today. Sidney Crosby, NHL player, 38, plays for the Penguins, Pittsburgh Penguins. Been playing forever, probably since I was a wee lad, I think. a child, been playing forever. 38 years old today, still playing. Mike Trout. This one makes me feel old. Mike Trout, baseball player, plays for the Angels. He is 34 years old today.
Right.
That one ages me out a little bit, I'll be honest with you, because I'm like, man, I remember watching him.
He started really young, didn't he?
I mean, relatively compared to, like, because baseball players, you can get your start because you go through the minor leagues. It takes forever.
Right. That's what I mean.
Come up at, like, 24, but he was pretty early. I think he was early 20s. Bryce Harper was the one that started. I think he started at like 19 or something like that. He came straight out of high school. But yeah, Mike Trout, he's 34. That makes me feel really old because going through, like, even American Legion, when I was playing baseball in American Legion, I remember talking about Mike Trout and being like, he's going to be one of the best players. I mean, because he was already really good. And
was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, man, he's going to be one of the best players of all time. And it hasn't really panned out like that. I mean, he's an amazing player, probably one of the better players of this generation. But, you know, injuries and whatnot have really caused him to slow down quite a bit. So, but, I mean, still, one of the best players, in my opinion, of this generation. He's 34 years old today. Happy birthday to Mike Trout.
Turn and all around. The others.
And all the others, yeah. David Duchovny. I know you're listening, David Duchovny. 65. Happy birthday. Happened today. George Washington, 1782. George Washington created the Order of the Purple Heart. It's Purple Heart Day today. So, it's a decoration to recognize merit in enlisted men and non-commissioned officers. 1782 is when that started. I didn't realize it was that old, to be honest with you.
I didn't either.
1782. So, what is that, 7 years after Declaration of Independence? Or declaring of independence,
yeah.
I guess. 1782, and then 1997, Garth Brooks played to 750,000 people in Central Park.
Wow.
That was in 1997. And then in 1999, Boston's Wade Boggs became the first player to homer for his 3,000th hit.
Hmm.
That was when he was a Tampa Bay Ray.
What year
that was back
this?
Then, Devil Rays. 1999.
Okay, so the steroid era.
Yeah, Wade Boggs. Well,
Bash Brothers.
Wade Boggs was someone, I don't think he was ever brought forward as somebody that was on the stuff. Wade Boggs has a lot of other stories about him. There's famously a story about him. I think he was going, it was a Continental, like from Boston or New York or something like that, when he was playing on the Yankees or the Red Sox, and they were flying to L.A. to play either the Dodgers or somebody like that, or San Francisco or something like that, and it's a long flight, you know, so like 4 hours, give or take, and the story is, this is a myth at this point, urban legend, is he drank like 65 beers on the airplane and then went like 2 for 4 after he got off the airplane, went and played. And then he got back on, and it was done. But that's the urban legend. He
65
got, he drank like a ton of beers. Yeah, and showed up and played, and then went like
that
2 for 4.
That had to smell pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't think it, I mean, obviously, 64 beer, you're getting
sweating
out.
It had
probably only gone up since that story was originally told in terms of the number.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's the story for Wade Boggs. It says Boston's Wade Boggs became the first player to homer for his 3,000th hit. I'm pretty sure he was a Devil Ray when he hit for 3,000, if I remember correctly. I think he hit his 3,000th hit when he was a Devil Ray in 1999. That was towards the end of his career. So, famously Boston Red Sox, though. Played for the Yankees, Red Sox. I think he played for somewhere else as well, other than the Devil Rays. So, Shadow Wade Boggs, legend, still around, still doing the dang thing as
really
well.
Really enjoyed his long flights.
Yeah. I honestly, he's one of the better third basemen of all time, but that's probably the thing he's most famous for is that story. He went on an intercontinental flight and then slammed 65 beers, got off the flight and was like, oh, shit, get me up to the plate. I'm ready. 2 for 4, no problem.
I'm all relaxed.
That's Wade Boggs, yeah. 1999 is when that happened. Special events today, it's Aged Care Employee Day.
Okay.
Beach Party Day. Sure.
Hey.
We can't really do that. I mean, kind of do that,
Lake
I guess.
Dismant, Tungra,
yeah,
Reservoir.
That's true. Cycle to Work Day. Do you ever do that?
No.
You're always a runner.
Yeah.
You're never a cyclist.
My sister is a
bike. Jill. Yeah.
She's a biker. She did 100 milers last year, but no, I haven't done that. I think Steve Sisson did it here.
It's hard to do it here because you have to...
That hill.
Yeah. You're going to need a shower after you get here, essentially. That's not fun. Have you ever been a bicyclist at all? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, a long time ago, I was, briefly.
You were just like, I like running
when
more?
When I lived in Oregon.
Yeah.
But you just never, I like to go with my dogs. Mm-hmm. So that's hard to do for any distance, obviously, on a bike. So.
Yeah, it's theoretically, you're going a lot further than running if you're cycling.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Not good for dogs.
Yeah. Cycle to Work Day today. IPA Day as well today.
Huh.
There's plenty of breweries around here that have their own IPAs.
Yes.
I'm not a huge IPA. I mean, I'm not an alcohol person per se. I'm not a beer person very much at all either, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't found one that I like. But IPA Day for everybody. Anybody that's down to it. India Pale Ale, which I believe is IPA. Is it that's the
I'm not sure, but
acronym?
Yeah, we have quite a few breweries here.
Yeah, definitely. That all make their own IPAs as well. Lighthouse Day. Lighthouses are cool.
I love lighthouses.
Lighthouses are very cool.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of the last time I saw a lighthouse in person. Probably Florida.
Well, mine was Oregon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
November. So, yeah, Oregon in November for me. But
yeah. Particularly preposterous packaging day. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Probably like overpacking or like, so like if you get a set of pens and it comes in a massive box and it's all just filled.
So you put it in a box and a box and a box.
Yeah. I haven't had anything like that in a while, thankfully. Anytime I see that, I'm like, you guys, you got to be kidding me. I feel so bad for buying these pens now because I just, so I'm basically buying the cardboard at this point.
I've been known for a Secret Santa thing to put a big rock
but you're
in a box.
Reusing it.
You know,
it's not like you're buying the cardboard.
But that's not, I don't guess that's not preposterous packaging.
No, not really. Well, it's weird you're giving people rocks.
Well, I mean, to throw
to
you
any
off,
other person.
It might be just a gift card, see?
Yeah.
And then you have the rock in there just for someone to think it's something much bigger.
Well, but the real gift from you is the rock. You're like, I give you this rock. This is a cool
actually,
rock.
I'll say, can I have the rock back?
Yeah, there you go. That's true. Professional Speakers Day.
Oh.
Congratulations to the professional speakers. I didn't realize. Actually, low-key, one of the more, if you're a famous person, you know, somebody that was an actor and or worked in government or whatever, something like that, if you retire, that's like how you make your money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just like, all right, I'm retired. I'll speak at 3 conventions
Athletes
a year.
Do that
yeah,
a lot.
I'll speak
yeah.
like 3 conventions a year, and I'm set for the rest of the year. that's how they do it. It's Purple Heart Day, obviously.
Yeah.
Raspberries and Cream Day.
That's a good one.
I don't think I've ever had raspberries and cream.
Really?
Huh. Raspberries and yogurt.
Yeah.
But does that count? Is it different, I guess?
It's different.
Yeah, okay. Sea Serpent Day.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Whatever. Water moccasins, I guess. Other sea serpents.
Yeah,
anacondas.
Yeah, sea snakes.
What's the difference? So, I mean, serpent's a snake,
water.
Right?
Sea.
Oh, right. True. Are there...
There's sea snakes, and some are very poisonous.
Water moccasins are fresh.
Yes.
Water.
Yep.
I don't know any of the saltwater ones.
I don't know their specific names, but they're sea serpents.
I didn't know that. All right. Well, so not
sea
water
snakes.
Moccasins.
Yeah.
Anacondas not either.
No.
Those are freshwater. Anacondas are crazy. Those are the special events for today. Indiana Sunflower nears world record height. At Fort Wayne, Indiana, of course, of all places, Fort Wayne, Indiana, a gardener has a sunflower plant approaching a Guinness World Record for height. The plant recently surpassed the U.S. record, measuring 26 feet and 8 inches tall.
Wow.
And is now just 1 foot short of the current world record of 30 feet.
I want to see that. The record is 30 feet?
30 feet, 1 inch. That was set in Germany in 2014.
Does it say what kind of sunflower? Can't no, be a Russian.
It says sunflower, just sunflower. Mm. So almost 30 feet, 1 inch. It's 1 foot away from breaking the world record.
I got to
so
look 29 this up.
Feet. Yeah. Here, I'll show you a picture. Just kidding. That's bad for radio. I won't do that. But yeah, approaching
wow,
the world record.
Look
event,
at that. Just
also,
kidding.
Yeah, to assist Alex Babich, who is the person trying to do it in his record attempt, the city of Fort Wayne is providing a cherry picker to protect its sunflower named Clover from squirrels. So there you go.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to see a squirrel climb that high to try to get to those seeds?
I didn't realize squirrels climbed sunflowers to get sunflower seeds.
Well, I didn't either.
I didn't know that. Would it?
But wouldn't it just sway?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was like, wouldn't squirrels be too heavy for that? I don't know.
That's probably why they're protecting it.
Yeah,
they just bend over.
I guess that's true. Oh, yeah, true. So that's probably... But
that high.
Also, I would think it would be sturdy enough for it to be that
not
high.
Up that
I don't
high.
Know. Yeah.
Think of the wind.
To top heavy, maybe. Yeah. So, yeah. Shout out to Alex Babich. We hope you get it. Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's the hey, we know it here in Sheridan, Wyoming. That's the talk of the town in Fort Wayne, Indiana, probably.
I mean, wouldn't that be a drag if a squirrel ruined it? You're an inch away from the record and you're looking out your kitchen window and you see a squirrel at the very top of your sunflower. No.
You'd probably ruin it for the rest of the squirrels in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They're all breaking out the pellet guns after that. all right, here's one. I got one for you. And you know me. Guess what? Guess where this one's going? A woman from North Carolina. Guess where it's going?
A lottery.
That's correct. Yes. A woman from North Carolina won a $2 million prize from a scratch-off lottery ticket just 1 month after securing a $250,000 prize from a second chance drawing.
Wow.
I'm on to you, lottery, all right? If I get disappeared by the U.S. lottery, just know I'm not doing it, okay? I want to
like,
stay here.
Are these promotional
That's
things?
What I'm saying. Yeah. That's my big guess, all right? My big conspiracy theory is that the lottery's just feeding these stories, whether they're real or not. You can't tell. You're not the North Carolina woman that won this. So you just assume that they're real. So they're feeding it so people go and buy lottery tickets.
Well, I don't know.
That's my big theory about these, because they all start the same. A blank from said state, one blank.
A woman, a man.
A woman from Maryland, a man from Wisconsin, a woman from, Louisiana. That's my big conspiracy theory on the show. That's the big one for me. There are over 5,300 museums in the U.S., some large, many small. It is time to look at some of the strangest museums.
Okay,
the
I'm
Instant
all over that.
Ramen Museum in Japan.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool.
You wouldn't want to do that? I'd do that.
No, I would do it. I was just thinking road trip.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't road trip that one. In 1958, after a year of experimenting in his backyard shed, Momofuku Ando invented the world's first instant ramen noodles, chicken ramen. The Momofuku Ando Instant Ramen Museum documents this chapter of Japan's food culture, where visitors can view instant noodles packages from around the world.
Wow.
Pretty cool. Momofuku, I believe, is also the name of an instant ramen noodle brand.
I think so,
Momofuku.
Too.
Pretty popular one. You can find that in the store anywhere.
When did he do that?
1958.
Okay.
He was experimenting in his backyard shed. Mm. There you go. Just a regular Saturday. I'm going to try to make some noodles. The Mummy Museum in the small mining town of Guayanajanto, I believe is how you say it. I'm sorry if I'm not saying it right. Mexico. Hundreds of bodies were buried in the Santa Paula Pantheon's crypts during the mid-19th century. If families were unable to pay a burial tax imposed by the town, the bodies were exhumed. It was then that they discovered the bodies had been mummified through a natural process, likely due to the region's unique climatic factors. Their ghoulish corpses, including those of infants, are now on display at the Mummy Museum.
Wow.
In that town in Mexico.
That would be intriguing.
That one's pretty crazy. Here's a good one. This is one for me. I would go to this one in a heartbeat. International Museum of Toilets.
Oh, my God.
Located in India's buzzing capital, New Delhi, the Sulab International Museum of Toilets details the history of hygiene and sanitation from 2500 BC to present day.
Huh.
That one's really cool. I would do that.
Well,
this
that
one's
would
for
be
you.
Interesting. Okay.
Right?
I'm ready. What is it?
This one's for you. Museum of Bread Culture.
Oh, yeah. That would
You'd be
fascinating.
All over that. Whether it's a warm pretzel or deliciously dark rye bread, Germans love their dough-based produce. This museum in Ulm, Germany, was founded by two entrepreneurs who worked in the bakery trade before opening their first permanent exhibition in 1960. It soon became a museum, which is now run by a charitable foundation. The Museum
There's a science to it.
Of Bread Culture. Go and check it out in Germany. Yeah. That sounds really cool. I would do that.
Yeah, I would, too.
I would go
sure.
to the Museum of Bread Culture. I wonder. I mean, if it's museum bread culture, there better be taste
tests.
They
gotta have samples.
Yeah, you gotta have taste tests. About to hit 8 o'clock, past the hour, or 8...